Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The second American with Ebola, Nancy Reitbol, arrived at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta today, to which Donald Trump might say, "Keep Ebola patients out of here." That was a recent tweet from Trump. And even though American health officials feel the disease will not be spread here because of safety precautions, there are a lot of people who agree with him. Well, Art Kaplan, director of medical ethics at New York University's Langone Medical Center, says they're ignoring some medical and ethical truths. He wrote an op-ed for NBC.com. And Art, in it, even you note that Doctors Without Borders said Ebola was totally out of control in Africa. So why shouldn't Americans have some genuine concerns?
Well, it's very hard to get this disease. You have to have fluid bodily contact. It's not one of those diseases like the flu that spreads by coughing and sneezing. So while you can't really reliably cure the disease, and that frightens everyone, and it's a miserable disease, if you quarantine and isolate, you're going to be able to handle this disease, and that's how you stop its spread.
Well, is there something else going on here? Because you quote from Donald Trump's Twitter thread, but you also quote from The Onion, which writes, "Experts say Ebola vaccine at least 50 white people away."
Yeah, something else is going on. This Ebola outbreak, what we need to be thinking about is not what's happening to those two patients firmly ensconced in isolation in Emory University Hospital, Atlanta. But how do we get into this situation where we've got the worst Ebola outbreak ever? And it's because the outbreak took place in poor nations that nobody really cares about in Western Africa, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and the world was very slow to respond. Local officials, I have to say, were slow to respond. So what I meant in bringing up that Onion headline was far away, people who are poor in places we don't much care about, nothing was done fast enough to prevent this thing from getting out of control in Africa.
Well, as you write, the harsh ethical truth is that the Ebola epidemic happened because few people in wealthy nations cared enough to do anything about it. Now, we should rush to say many people did. The aid workers from Samaritan's Purse, who are now sick, Doctors Without Borders, you know, there were people there. But what are you saying? I mean, what can governments do?
Well, some of the aid workers who were there were not there for Ebola. They were just there as medical missionaries, and they happened to be in the crossfire of Ebola. Some of these non-governmental organizations like Medicine Sans Frontiers did respond, but they don't have big resources in these places either. And I've talked to some of the healthcare workers, and they were looking for gloves. They were looking for somebody to go out and talk to people about don't touch dead bodies that have died with these symptoms present. So the world should have been there much faster with more outside resources, bringing gloves, bringing the moon suits, trying to educate people about not touching one another if they see symptoms, and certainly not embracing and kissing the dead as people do in that part of the world as part of their funeral customs. We didn't get the response that was needed, and now we're paying the price. They're paying it in Africa in deaths. We're paying it here in fear.
You write, a public health policy that ends at our borders, in other words, shut them down, as some people are calling for, isn't fair. It's also not smart.
Well, you know, a public health policy like the Donald Trump world, where we kind of build a giant fence around the country, it makes no sense. We have air travel. We have commerce going on. Ships are coming in all the time. Donald, I'm afraid, and those saying shut the borders are living somewhere in the 17th century. In the 21st century, you need a public health policy that accepts the world as it is, one giant community where people move around.
And address the problems where they are before they come here. Ethicist Art Kaplan from New York University's Langone Medical Center. Art, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.